Lord, you know that I love you. He said to him, and my sheep. He said to him, the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, if my sheep, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will spread out your hands, and someone else will dress you. And if you were you do not want to go, he said this, by what kind of death he will worry for God. And when he had said this, he said to him, follow me. We ask Lord of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Simplemente no creemos en su palabra, en su promesa. Pues
spent her life as a nurse, and she talked about how, especially in former days when people were more modest than we often are now, that act of addressing a person in a hospital is a very intimate gesture, and it creates a bond between the caregiver and the one being cared for. And oftentimes, it's hard being the one so cared for, being the one who's being cared for so much that you're most intimately injured. There's wisdom here, though, not only in the specificity of the Lord's promise to St. Peter, but in the way in which this dynamic, that when we're young, we think we're the ones making all the decisions about what we do, and when we get older, it turns out to be not so much the case. Listen again to the words from the prophet, that first strand of prayer of Mass. Well, God, who will that our infirmities be borne by your only begotten Son, to show us the value of human suffering. There is no suffering without intrinsic value in the eyes of the Lord. Listen in your kindness to our prayers for our brothers and sisters who are sick, and grant that all who are oppressed by pain, distress, or bodily afflictions may know that they are chosen among those proclaimed blessed and are united to Christ in his suffering for the salvation of the world. When we come to the church for healing, and especially when we're ill enough that we come to the church for the great sacrament of healing, of unction, I think that we very distress, our own fears, our own hopes, our own dreams, all of it, all something to which each is called, some more intensely at different times in our lives. But the worst thing in the world, which she says, is waste suffering. We may not be able to make everything the promises.